Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. Today, we conclude our discussion on complementary skill sets. And we've talked most of this week about business partnerships. Today, I want to talk to you about life partnerships. When you're choosing a life partner, it's certainly nice to have someone that complements you. But the thing that happens is this is normally not a very pragmatic decision. It's really an emotional decision. We fall in love with someone, and as we're going through the process, we don't spend a lot of time looking at the skill set that our partner brings. As a matter of fact, if you're getting into a situation because of their skill set, that's probably the wrong reason. But still, at some point, it makes some sense to do what I'll call a personal inventory of skills for each person. We all have things we're good at. And in a partnership or marriage, usually they're pretty straightforward. Whoever's a better cook typically handles those types of activities. You know, sort of, whoever's better at yard work may take care of the outside of the house. Inside the house, certain tasks get delegated according to who either likes them or is better at them or hates them less, one of those, right? So, but there's more to it than that because there's other activities that, you know, maybe we're not sure who should be doing those activities. And so that's where it really makes sense to look at that personal inventory for each person and start to think about, okay, who should be handling which tasks? So in my case, my wife is a meticulous record keeper. She's always been really good at that. She's very organized. And for most of our marriage, I was the one that paid the bills. I'm talking about physically writing the checks and sending them out to the vendors. And recently, or not really recently, but probably 2 or 3 years ago, we looked at it and we said, well, you know, I think she might be better at this than I am. Because she's so organized. When there's a challenge and you were going to pull a bill or something happens where a particular vendor says they didn't get paid, you know, she's so organized, she'll find it in a minute. For me, I'll eventually get there, but it'll take a while. So I thought, why not just let her handle all of that? It's a stressful thing for me to do. I never enjoy paying bills. She doesn't mind it. So in the end, she took it over. She does a better job than I do. I'm less stressed. It takes it off my plate. It puts it on hers. And everybody's happy. So clearly, this is a situation that we didn't recognize up front, but certainly down the road, it makes tremendous sense for her to be taking on this task. And so if you consciously go through the tasks that you're dealing with together, why not take some time and just delegate them? Again, some of them are going to be straightforward. Some of them may not be. Maybe it's worth going through this exercise. The other thing you want to think about, and this is very generalistic when it comes to whether it's life partnerships or business partnerships, I want you to go through a checklist of things and some questions to ask. First of all, what tasks am I handling that I prefer not to? Secondly, what are the things that I do personally that don't represent the highest and best use of my time? Third, are there people with complementary skill sets that can take on these tasks for me? And fourth, am I in a position to solicit their help? So once you have the opportunity to make the adjustment, do it, and then move forward with your life. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe on iTunes or on Stitcher. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving in the direction you want to go in life, and I would love the opportunity to help you with that. Just join me. It's a couple minutes a day, and the goal is just to keep you on that path towards where you want to go. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose, and out through your mouth. And in through your nose, and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But for today and for this weekend, run through that list, that inventory list on tasks, and ask yourself the questions that we went through. And just see if maybe there are some things you're doing that we'd be better served delegating to someone else. If you want to take a deeper dive on any of this, just go to my website at joelbrookman.com and sign up for the weekly discussion.